Hello everyone, I hope that you're all doing well. Today's podcast is a letter to the anxious. Anxiety is something that a lot of us have experienced at least one moment in our lives. It's a feeling, an emotion of unrest, unease, being easily stressed, easily overwhelmed. But there's something that we have in common, that all of these words have in common, and its root is fear. When it comes to fear, as a Christian, we need to know that fear is a weapon against our mind. Whenever we see fear or whenever we are feeling ounces of fear, we need to know that, cool, something is trying to limit me, something or somebody is trying to limit me from moving forward. These feelings of anxiety, of worry, panicky, this is not who I am as a Christian. This is not who I need to, these are not the characteristics that I need to live by. So why is it that I'm feeling this way? We need to know and acknowledge and reflect that whenever we do feel anxious, worried, fearful, that these are all limiting factors. These are all things that limit us from doing whatever we have set in our hearts, in our minds to do. And why is that? Have we ever asked ourselves? Or is it a thing where we've been so comfortable in welcoming these anxious feelings? And I know some of us, and maybe some of us have, you know, we easily embrace anxiety. We say, oh, I've got anxiety, I've got social anxiety, I've got, I'm anxious because of this, I'm anxious because of that. And it's all well and good to acknowledge that we're feeling anxious at a present moment in time, but what is it that we do about it? You know, we've stepped into a new year, we're in 2021, and despite the present circumstances, the lockdown, the pandemic, let us start saying to ourselves, women, girls, ladies, that I can't allow fear, anxiety to stop me any longer. It's cost me too much time. It's cost me too much that I need to move forward. So yes, in order for us to overcome anxiety, we need to understand, why is it that we feel anxious? What are the situations that we put ourselves in or we experience and we feel these anxiety, these panic attacks and all of that stuff? It's only until then, when we identify the root cause, that we're going to be able to deal with it and work with it with the Holy Spirit. To name a few, something that I might have mentioned earlier, social anxiety. If we're anxious when we're in social settings, we need to understand, why is it that I'm anxious? Maybe we're anxious because of how people perceive you. Let's go with that. If somebody is anxious because of how people have perceive you, why is that? Did something happen in our past that, you know, triggered that anxiety, that anxious episode? Maybe we had faced rejection in one way or another, rejection from a friendship group, rejection in our childhood. And us being rejected, immediately we want to make sure that we're in a position where we don't face that rejection again. So whenever we're put into new situations, that anxiety comes back, because it's like, in our minds, we're like, oh gosh, I don't want to feel this rejection again. So I'm hesitant to move forward. I'm hesitant to go ahead with this, if that makes sense. Now, if we take that rejection as an example, if we look at, you know, we meditate, we look back into the Bible, because I'm a firm believer that everything that we go through, there's a word in the Bible for it. If we look at our brother Joseph in the Bible, he's somebody that faced rejection amongst his brothers. But how did he deal with that rejection? I'm sure he was at a point in time where he knew, do you know what, like, why are my brothers rejecting me? Why are they feeling this way about me? I thought they would embrace me and embrace my gift, but instead they're pushing me away and they don't want me to manifest these gifts anymore. Joseph didn't allow himself to dwell and to wallow in that rejection and, you know, allow it to cause him to put himself down and be fearful, but he continued pioneering in his gift. And even though he eventually got sold, he got, you know, put in a situation where he might have not imagined that, he continued to say to himself, do you know what, I've got this gift and there's something in me that I need to put out there. So I'm going to continue pushing forward and using whatever God had put in me, for a purpose. And we see that Joseph's brother rejected him, but Pharaoh didn't reject Joseph. And eventually, Pharaoh was able to use Joseph to his advantage. And who came back in the end? Joseph's brothers. We might feel anxious because we feel like we're easily misunderstood. We might feel anxious because we're afraid of what might happen in the future. In everything, in order for us to overcome this anxiety, we need to become aware of the situations that cause us to be anxious and identify the root causes behind our anxiety. For every cause we find, search within ourselves. What is it that I can do? What can I ask God to help me with in order for me to prevent the situation that I'm afraid from happening? If I'm afraid of how people perceive me, what characteristic is in me that might, you know, cause people to reject me? Am I a rude person? Do I need to work on my tone? Do I need to work on my body language? How can I humble myself for people to receive me? Not coming from a way that I need to please people, but coming from a way that, you know what, I'm growing up and I need to do better for myself. I need to become the woman of God that God has called me to be, God wants me to be. So me saying to myself that people don't want to accept me, or I'm afraid for one reason or another, it's a time for all of us to get into that stage of growth. Proverbs 4:23. When you have time to read it, you can read it. It tells us that we need to keep our heart with all diligence. And that says to us that we have the power to control what goes on in our minds. That means that we have the power to uproot the roots of anxiety. We have the power to get rid of these fears. As much as they feel they overwhelm us, as much as they feel that bigger than us or feel that we're not in control of them, this is a lie that the world puts out there, girls. We do have the power to change our thoughts, our mindsets, our characteristics, our fears, and we need to stop. This is something that we all need to do. We just need to stop believing in these lies that we say to ourselves, that we can't do it, that we can't move forward. Because trust me, with Christ, we can do it. We need to be able to, you know, say something that can encourage ourselves in the Word of God. Because if we go into the Word, somewhere it says David encouraged himself. What does that say? Maybe David was amongst people that maybe spoke down about him. Maybe were relying on him. Maybe he was a leader and he didn't have anyone else to look up to. Everyone is looking up to him and he needs to be able to be led by the Spirit effectively. So when he's down, he doesn't have anyone around him to pick him up. He needs to depend on God to pick him up. And this is something that a lot of us girls need to learn how to do. We touched on earlier that there is power in our words. Instead of accepting the negative thoughts which make us anxious, let us declare the truths that are in the Word of God. We need to say to ourselves, I know that things are working together for my good. I know that if I'm rejected here, there's another person that will accept me. Maybe I've been declined today, but if everything's working together for my good, then the Bible tells me that there's going to be something that's better that will be coming my way. The Bible also says that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the next question is, how do we renew our mind? How do we get rid of the thoughts of fear? Those thoughts that have been embedded in our minds for years. How do we get rid of them? Again, it comes through declaring the Word of God over our lives. If we look back and if we self-reflect, a lot of the things that we're anxious about are things that we believe about ourselves, or maybe things that people have told us about ourselves. Maybe we've always been facing rejection in one way, shape or form. Maybe people are always like, oh, you're too loud, you're too this, you're too that. So we subconsciously become anxious of those character flaws in ourselves, believing that they can't change. But trust me, girls, with Christ, if we depend on him, he can change them. Amen. Amen. You know, so as we're rounding up, as we're coming to a close, girls, it's time for us to stand firm and limit and reject those lies and those limitations that come around because of anxiety, the stagnancy which comes our way. Let's not embrace this and let's not make excuses for it. A lot of the times, yes, we might say to our friends, do you know what, I've got social anxiety, or we might say to somebody, oh, I feel anxious about this, I feel anxious about that. It's all well and good. acknowledging our anxiety, but let's not welcome it. Let's not allow it to marinate. Let's do something about it. We have the power to do so. So girls, let's start, you know, speaking, rejecting those evil roots of anxiety or fear that's in us. As long as we accept it, the longer it has power over us. As anxiety is rooted in fear, and fear is not of God, it's so dangerous for us to continue allowing these things to linger in our thoughts, in our minds. So let's not be comfortable with these things, girls. Let's reclaim our victory. Let's reclaim our freedom. Let's reclaim our liberty and ease by reminding ourselves of scripture and practicing it. That is what a woman of God, we all need to do. It's challenging, you know, trying our best to live according to the word of God. But trust me, if we can rely on the Holy Spirit and actively say to ourselves, you know what, God, when we wake up in the morning, God, help me with this fear. I struggle with it. I struggle with anxiety. So whenever a situation comes my way, teach me how to go about it. And girls, trust me, we'll begin to see changes in our lives and changes in our mindsets. Anxiety, like a lot of the other things that we struggle with as Christian girls, we'll always try looking for ways to combat. So if we do find ourselves being anxious or fearful again and again and again, don't be discouraged. Don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm back here again. Just return back to the word of God and expel it once more. The more you do that, the more you'll have victory over anxiety. Trust me, girls, you can do it. It is all by the grace of God. It's all by the power of God. So let us stand firm this year and let us take back our power that we've given to anxiety, that we've given to fear, and let us move forward with our lives. God bless you, girls.